Hey, looks like we have Hall of Fame wide receiver Terrell Owens on the line. Coach Mark Lester, Corey LeBounty, and myself, Dalton Org, here for Prep Sports Report. T.O., how you doing?
I'm good, guys. How are you?
Doing good, buddy. How you doing, big guy?
I'm doing fine, Coach.
Man, it's good to hear your voice. I just want you to know how much I appreciated the invite to your Hall of Fame induction, and it was a great trip. It was great to see you and Derek and all the guys and Chubb, and then to get to spend some time with Willie Carl Martin. I hadn't seen him in forever either. It was really nice.
Yeah, absolutely, man. It was just me really just showing appreciation, you know, for a lot of guys that actually helped me get really kind of start my path and journey to Canton. And I know for a lot of people it wasn't in the actual place of Canton, but for the circumstances in which I didn't get in the first couple of years, obviously I elected to do it there.
Sure.
At UT Chattanooga, but that's what it's all about, is just really just recognizing the people that help you get to where you are. And I've had a lot of success, and definitely I would have never, not invited, the people that really helped me, especially, for me, and a lot of people don't know this, but never thought I would play, beyond the collegiate level. So, a lot of people don't know my story, that I barely played in high school. Mm-hmm. And the time that I did play, I took full advantage of the opportunity that were given to me. It wasn't many, but I'm sure you and Coach Sav, y'all have a lot of stories of me, nagging you guys to get in the game. Especially late in the year, it was cold standing on that sideline.
Yeah, it was.
T.O., when you look at your high school career at Benjamin Russell, what are the memories that stick right out at you that you can go back and dwell on with Coach Lasseter and Coach Sav and having an opportunity to be in Alexander City?
Me being a skinny, scrawny kid, and, I played pretty much, every sport that I could. I played, obviously, football, but I played basketball, I ran track, and I played baseball when I didn't run track, vice versa. And it was just a normal teenager, that loved sports and just played when I could. And I didn't have all the talent and skill set to crack the starting lineup, but that didn't deter me from really going out every year and competing. And I think, anybody that followed my career I'm hoping, and I know it has, it could be of some inspiration to a lot of kids, because, now where I am and I look back on my career and I reflect not only just on my high school career, but my college and my pro career, I know that there is a lot of TOs and a lot of Terrells. Well, I'll just say this, there's a lot of Terrells, because there wasn't any TO back then, but there's a lot of Terrells, across the country, that don't know really kind of where their path may lead them or where a sport may lead them, but I just kept plugging away.
I remember, Terrell, I remember when you were in I think it was a sophomore, and I look back on it too. We look back on all these things as coaches and wonder, how did we miss that one? Because we probably should have played you a lot sooner than then. I look back on it and I go, man, that was a mistake on our part. That young man should have been playing before then. But I also remember, I think there was one time you'd kind of gotten frustrated because you weren't playing very much, and you thought about not playing football anymore and just concentrating on basketball. You remember that?
Right. Yeah, you're absolutely right. As I said earlier, alluded to, it was cold standing on those sidelines.
Yes, sir.
Late in the season, and you don't get a lot of playing time. And I always, I think any teenager, you always kind of try to, sometimes assess your talent more so than the coaches. You feel like you should be playing more so than you are, and I just got tired of seeing my peers play every Friday night. Mm-hmm. I remember riding the bus, you know, riding down the hill, approaching the stadiums on Friday night. And, you know, as soon as we go down that hill, you know, I started to smell the hamburgers, the popcorn, the sodas, you know, and I wanted to play.
Right.
So you put in that work throughout the course of the week, and, you know, and now I get it, because I have a son now that pretty much is, you know, kind of identical, you know, with me as far as talent, just, you know, probably a late bloomer.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you guys assess me based on, you know, the guys that were there, and I'm a realist, and I tell kids now, even when I speak to a lot of kids across the country, I realize that I wasn't as good as those guys. And so, but at the same time, you just got to keep plugging away. You never know what may happen. You always have to be ready. You have to be ready when your number's called, and that's essentially what happened to me. I remember the Friday night when Ricky Morgan was starting. The starting split in had gotten sick that Friday at school, and he couldn't play that Friday night. And I remember you, Coach Lassiter, you was the one that walked in that locker room before we went to the stadium, and you came in and you sat next to me, and you told me, like, you know, you go play, play like you practice. And you told me, like, you were going to, I didn't know how prophetic that night was going to turn out and those words were going to be, but you basically told me, like, you're going to score a touchdown tonight. And you said, just go out there and just play, you know, play like you practice, and everything else will take care of itself. And sure enough, you know, I end up scoring that night. And, you know, again, just taking advantage of the opportunity and just being ready when my number was called.
You sure were. 591 comeback. I believe that was a play.
Oh, man.
That was a play.
T.O., you clearly have a love for the game of basketball, and that's as evidenced in the NBA Celebrity All-Star Game we've seen you in a few times, where I think you won MVP at least one of those years. But how has your love of the game of basketball, how did that help you with your career as a wide receiver, whether it's body positioning, a boxing out? How much did you overlap your skill sets for the two games?
Just some of those characteristics that you meant of playing basketball. I mean, when you're playing receiver, essentially you're playing one-on-one with a guy. You talk about, obviously, you know, boxing out. You talk about hand-eye coordination, just your change of direction, your lateral movements, things of that nature. Just kept myself very, you know, agile. And so, just, you know, just to understand, really late on in my career when I got in the pros, how basketball helped me, because just as you alluded to, my receiver coach, Larry Kirksey, who was there at my Hall of Fame induction, he was the one that really, he basically, the light bulb clicked one day when I was struggling, because I was, you know, obviously I went to UT Chattanooga, wasn't really faced with a lot of the top talent, you know, as the other Division I schools, and I struggled with bump and run, press coverage. And so, you know, I was obviously, you know, a physical specimen. You know, my physical stature, I kind of got away with kind of just bullying my way through guys. And he basically just said, you know, in order to get better and be like Jerry Rice, you're going to have to learn, you know, to get off the bump and run. And he pulled me to the side, and he said, you know, he's like, don't I remember that you love basketball? And I said, yes, sir. And he said, this is what I want you to do. He said, I want you to treat that defensive back like a basketball player, like you're playing one-on-one. And when he said that, you know, and I thought that was a great analogy, when he said that, you know, the light bulb clicked on me. And so I really had to start, you know, really just using my quickness and tried to finesse guys instead of just using full, you know, just physical strength, you know, just to, you know, just to get through guys, because, you know, in the West Coast offense is based on precision and timing. And so, you know, if you get hung up at the line, you know, guys like Steve Young, and you got J.J. Stokes and Jerry Rice and Brent Jones out there with the ball, getting the ball thrown to them, if you're not off the line of scrimmage in that half a second or 1 second when that ball is snapped, you know, Steve is going on to his other progressions to 2-3 and whatever. So those are some of the things that helped me. Little coaching tips like that, like play like you're playing one on one with the guy, and I basically treated the end zone like it was the basket. And so that helped me get into my routes, and I constantly and consistently worked on that every day. Worked on, you know, my hands, you know, to get defensive backs' hands off me, getting into the route, you know, transitioning in and out of cuts. Those are some of the things that I had to get better at with, because I just wasn't, you know, I wasn't that good. I was really raw and green. I had all the physical attributes as a receiver as it related to my measurables. When you talk about height and arm length and wingspan and things of that nature, but speed is something that I lacked and that I increasingly and got better with, you know, throughout the course of my career. It's funny that I was faster, you know, at probably 35, 38 through 38 than I was at 25.
Terrell Owens, our guest this morning on the Prep Sports Report. Terrell, we're going to go to a hard break, and we'll come right back. Want to talk to you about your time at UTC, the Senior Bowl that just concluded here last week in Mobile, your time down here at the Senior Bowl, and your NFL and Hall of Fame career that you just got the gold jacket for last year. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to T.O. on the Prep Sports Report right here on FM Talk 106.5.
Live on the Prep Sports Report Radio Network, it's the Prep Sports Report, presented by Alpha Insurance. Call or text the Prep Sports Report at 251-343-0106 on the CNC Financial and Auto Sales Communication Lines. Now, back to the show.
Welcome back to the Prep Sports Report, and joining us on the CNC Financial and Auto Sales Communication Line is NFL Hall of Famer Terrell Owens, known as T.O., and in the last segment he was talking to us about his high school career and moving on to UT Chattanooga and playing multiple sports and how those multiple sports helped him progress as an athlete. And T.O., the Senior Bowl was last week. Talk to us about your time coming down here in Mobile, Alabama, and how it propelled you to the NFL and playing with NFL Hall of Famer and your idol, Jerry Rice, with the San Francisco 49ers.
I just, you know, used it as an opportunity to kind of just, you know, show the scouts that, you know, kind of up close, you know, they use those games obviously to evaluate, you know, the talent that's out there. And for me, it was very, very helpful because I think my stock rose in front of a lot of those scouts, the eyes. I used that week, obviously, to learn, and I got a chance to kind of self-evaluate myself against other guys. I remember being there and practicing with guys like, you know, Bobby Engram, who played at Penn State, and, you know, Amani Toomer, Mercury Hayes, and some of the defensive guys that played at North Carolina. Like, and I saw, you know, it helped my and boosted my self-esteem. Because once I saw them, I thought, you know, just because they played at those Division I schools, you know, Michigan, who a stadium that holds 100,000+ people, and I saw those guys, I thought those guys were like just, you know, just over the charts, just like way better than I, head over heels, well, way better than I was, and I was like, and I saw them run routes, and I'm like, man, these guys are really not that much better than I am, and so. Just listening to all of my coaches, and I think, you know, Coach Lassiter, just, you know, obviously I'm sure you've probably heard a lot of stories, but I was a very coachable, you know, kid. And so, again, at the same time, I don't know what it was about me, but I was a realist as it related to me really kind of evaluating my talents versus, you know, my peers and people around me. It wasn't that I downed myself, you know, and I was insecure, but I knew that I wasn't as fast as a lot of guys, wasn't as tall as a lot of guys, wasn't as strong as a lot of guys. But, you know, I just kept plugging away, and, you know, I used that moment to go to, you know, down there in Mobile, the Senior Bowl, to really show the scouts and let them see me in person. You know, because it's one thing to see a guy on film, but, I mean, you evaluate, especially you're evaluating, and they're, you know, they're going to be paying you lots of money, you know, to come in and really play and represent an organization. So I just felt like that was an opportunity for me to really showcase my skill set And, you know, after being there that week, you know, there were articles that I had read that you know, from, you know, I listened to a lot of scouts that said that my stock rose in the Senior Bowl, you know, because, you know, I didn't get to play a lot. I remember my stats from the game. I caught a slant, one catch for 4 yards, and that was it. And so, obviously, you want to put on a great display and have a great game, you know, but, you know, obviously, me being UT Chattanooga, and I wasn't on the radar. I went on everybody's top of their charts. I didn't really get a lot of playing time. But again, I took advantage of the opportunity. I had one ball that was thrown to me. I caught it, and like I said, the practice is where they evaluate those guys and those kids. And so obviously you want to go out and play a great game if you're fortunate enough to. But the practice is where the evaluation really happens.
And that, of course, T.O., led to you being drafted by just an amazing team, the San Francisco 49ers, getting to play next to your idol, Jerry Rice, and Steve Young throwing the ball out there. But early in your career, I think your second season, Jerry Rice goes out for the season early, tears his ACL, and then all of a sudden the Niners needed a new number one, and you became that guy. I'm wondering, did Jerry Rice say anything to you that season, and how much confidence did you gain from that year where you really put up some great numbers?
I didn't really know much about Jerry Rice, till like my junior year in college. And so I'm sure a lot of people can tell you my grandmother was very, very strict. I didn't really get to watch a lot of football other than, you know, probably just, you know, college football. And that was, you know, every year, you know, we had rivalry week where, you know, everybody – you know, chose where there was, you rooted for either the Auburn Tigers or the Alabama Crimson Tide, you know, there at Benjamin Russell. And so that was the most exposure really I had to any football outside of high school. And so when I got to college, you know, I was fortunate just to be recruited to UT Chattanooga, because, you know, little did anybody know is that Derek Hall and Ricky Morgan, they were the star receivers on our team, you know, and so I played behind those guys. And, you know, the guy that came down and, you know, after our senior year that came down and watched film, his name was Bobby Johns. He was, I think, the linebackers coach at UT Chattanooga. And so he was recruiting in that area. And his story to me and others was that he was down there to recruit Derek Hall, and that he was watching film and he saw me make a few plays, you know, here and there. And so he asked Coach Sal about, you know, the kid that wore number 80. And so, you know, I got to Chattanooga basically sort of like on a package deal. And so I just, again, my story is really just taking full advantage of an opportunity, and that's what I did.
You know, buddy, that's exactly right. And your story is, if you go through it, and I, you know, I've had the honor of watching you through all these years, it's been a story of a guy who never quits, never gave up, never laid down, even when the chips were down, when things weren't, you know, going the way you wanted it. You just kept persevering. And you said something a moment ago that really made me realize, you know, just how hard you did work, that you were faster in your older age than you were when you were younger. Because of the work you put in, because now the physical specimen you became and still are. But that, is to me, is what propelled you to the height of football, by being into the NFL Hall of Fame, by doing those things that took the work it took to get there.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, that's really kind of my message, especially to a lot of kids, is, you know, we're in an era now where, you know, kids, they want instant success, they want things yesterday, and so a lot of kids, sometimes they feel entitled, maybe because of their economic status or what have you. But it doesn't work that way. A lot of these kids, they watch, you know, the LeBrons, the Kobes, you know, the T.O.s, the Randy Mosses, the Tom Brady's, the Steph Curry's, you know, especially in basketball. You know, we as athletes, especially at the professional levels, we make it look so easy that kids just feel like they don't have to put in the hard work, you know, to reach a level of success. And so, you know, really my message, you know, and really kind of what I've done and reflecting back on my career, I've come up with something that when I speak to, I've even spoke to trading stock companies, I've spoke to high schools, I even use this when I'm talking to people that have asked me, how did I get to my level of success? And I talk about my three D's, and that's desire, dedication, and discipline. You know, everybody has a desire to be or do something in life, but some people like myself, when I was in high school, you really don't know the path or the blueprint, you know, to get to a certain level of success. So I've used my career and where I've gone and my success, you know, to couple my desire with my dedication and my discipline. In order to achieve something, you got to be able to sacrifice something in order to get where you want to be. And that's what I did. I dedicated myself, you know, by working hard in high school. You know, we worked double days. Sometimes I lifted twice.
Right.
I lifted when nobody was watching. There were times during the high school year where during my enrichment period, I would get a hall pass and go down to the weight room and lift while everybody was still in class or, you know, probably doing something, you know, some fun activity. The same thing in college. During the summertime when I couldn't go home, I didn't have the means to go up and back and forth to down the road from Chattanooga to Alexander City, I stayed on there on campus. I asked the coach to give me the key to the weight room. That's where I went to the weight room, and I lifted, and I got stronger because I was the only one in there, so I had to spot myself on everything that I did. There were sometimes in that weight room, I got myself stuck under the bar, but, you know, I got from under there, but, you know, I got stronger having to lift it off myself, really pushing myself to the limit. You know, squatting, doing all types of things. And so these are things that I did during the summertime to help better myself as an athlete because, like I said, I knew that I wasn't as good as or great as the guys that were around me. So when you talk about the discipline aspect of it, that's that sacrifice. You're doing, you know, 99% of things that guys don't do. So when I got into the pros, again, there were times where I wasn't a big drinker anyway. But once I found a trainer after my third year in the league, he taught me about nutrition. He taught me about taking care of my body, understanding that alcohol was not going to be beneficial when I was trying to be the best athlete that I could be. It wasn't that I was trying to be the next Jerry Rice. Even though he had set the bar, he was motivation, he was inspiration for me to be who I was and what I was trying to accomplish as a receiver. But I knew that those things weren't going to be beneficial because, again, I had something to prove, as you know, to myself by being the best athlete that I could be. And during that whole entire process, I became T.O. Just like everybody saw how everybody saw who Jerry Rice was, and everybody saw how Randy became who he was. Now people put me in those same conversations as one of the greatest receivers to ever play the game because of my desire, my dedication, and my discipline, coaches.
There you go, buddy.
Just want to thank you, Terrell. Superstar T.O. Owens, NFL Hall of Famer Terrell Owens, joining us this morning on the Prep Sports Report. Just want to thank you so much for taking time with us here and Coach Lassiter going down memory lane. Just thank you for that time.
Man, it's not a problem. It's one of those things, like I said, I think it's something that people need to hear. There are so many misconceptions about who I am as a person. Part of why I did my Hall of Fame induction in Chattanooga is because people have questioned my character very unfairly. And so I wanted to really do something because I know I rightfully earned, you know, to be in the Hall of Fame the first go around based on my statistics and the criteria in which guys, those writers of the Hall of Fame, should have done the first time.
Right.
And so I just kind of took matters into my own hand. I wanted to control the narrative about who I was. And as a lot of guys have said after I finally got in, is that when you talk about questioning someone's character, especially when it came to me, you never have heard anything any athlete, any of my players have come out and said one negative thing about me.
Nope.
Just because there was a couple of whisper pods, you know, with coaches or a few players that may not have liked me, or there was some tension or may have had some type of disagreement on argument, that doesn't make me a bad person. Everybody goes through those things. It happens in everyday relationships, whether you're married or not. Those are some of the things that make sometimes marriages and relationships the best there is, because of some of those things that you go through. And so, again, that's kind of what happened to me. And I don't stand here and sit here and on this phone call thinking or saying that I was perfect by any means. I've made a lot of mistakes and I've made a lot of poor choices. But as it related to my character, I want to defend that to the nth degree, because I really felt like the media, the writers have done me really some injustice as it related to that. But other than that, you know, I appreciate the coaches that have helped me get to where I am. Very, you know, proud of my career, especially coming out of small town in Alexander City, going to a small school, university there, UT Chattanooga. And then, you know, look where I landed. I landed in Canton with the gold jacket.
That's right, buddy. T.O., thanks, pal. It's great talking to you. I love you. You know that. And I hope to see you soon, buddy. Thanks for joining us today.
Absolutely, guys. Thanks for having me.
All right, buddy.
Terrell Owens right here on the Prep Sports Report on FM Talk 106.5.